bombing near the India-Pakistan border has killed at least 50 people. It's All Things Considered from NPR West. I'm Arun Roth. Bombings are so common in Pakistan, they sometimes go unreported. Today's carnage, close to its eastern border with India, falls into a different category. Officials say the death toll of about 50 will likely rise. Their killer is believed to be a suicide bomber. We're joined from the capital, Islamabad, by NPR's Philip Reeves. Philip, can you tell us what happened?
Yeah, this happened at a place called Wagha. That's the major land crossing between Pakistan and India. And just before sunset, every day, there's a parade there. It's called the flag-lowering ceremony. And this is when soldiers from both sides lower the national flags and close the border gates for the night. It's very elaborate. They wear colourful uniforms. There's lots of strutting and high-kicking and glowering and music. Crowds gather and sit in bleachers and clap and chant and even sing. It's really one of the great attractions of the region, and hundreds usually go there because it's a great spectacle. Anyway, the crowd from the Pakistani side was just leaving. It was a few hundred yards away from the parade ground itself. They were heading home. The ceremony was over when a bomb went off near some cafes, which is thought to be the work of a suicide bomber. So a festive Sunday evening was turned into a bloodbath.
So who would be the likely suspects who could carry out this kind of attack?
Well, suspicion here is pointing towards the Pakistani Taliban. The reason for that is that the Pakistani military has, for the last 4.5 months, been conducting a major offensive in the tribal area, that's the mountains bordering Afghanistan, to try to crush the Taliban there, who have for years been using it as a sanctuary. Although information from there is very hard to get because the government doesn't allow journalists into the area, so it's very hard to verify any of their claims about what's happening. But there's a general consensus that the militants are being very hard hit and very badly disrupted. And so the suspicion here is that this is the Taliban's reply. And that suspicion is being reinforced by several claims that have been made to various media outlets in Pakistan from groups that are either part of the Taliban, it's an umbrella group, the Taliban, or are allied to it, that they carried out the attack today.
Now, Philip, this attack was very far away from the remote tribal areas or around any Pakistani Taliban strongholds. This was outside, not too far from Lahore, an open cosmopolitan city near the Indian border. What does that mean for Pakistanis and how are they responding?
Well, you know, they are hardened to violence and conflict. It's been going on here for a long time. But this does seem to have really given them a shock, a jolt. It's been condemned from the highest levels, as you'd expect. It's also happened at a time when relations between Pakistan and India are significantly worse than usual. Mm-hmm. Pakistani commentators are already beginning to talk about a foreign hand being involved without providing any evidence for this. And the risk is that this will ratchet up tensions still further, and that could be somewhat dangerous.
That's NPR's Philip Reeves in Islamabad. Thanks, Philip.
You're welcome.